Rand. San Jose, California, July 1st, 1905. Dr. Rand. Dear brother, I have begun several letters to you, but other business demanding immediate attention has compelled me to leave them unfinished. Finding and reading the beginning of a letter to you reminded me that I ought to complete the letter. I have felt that we all need to communicate more frequently with one another. I wish to tell you that you are in the place where the Lord would have you. I shall not tell you all the reasons in this letter, but if you believe that the Lord has a message for me to bear to His people, let me say that I have a message to bear to you. You are in the right place, and the Lord's will is that you shall remain where you are. Please believe what I write you. There are some things which you will hear ere long that will explain what I say. But I will say now, let not Dr. Kellogg have one vestige of influence over you. I have letters written to Dr. Kellogg, showing him where his movements will land him if he does not change. If a reformation does not take place in his life, he will go headlong into the pit that Satan has prepared for his feet. Remain where you are. Lean not on Dr. Kellogg, but lean hard on Jesus Christ. I have letters written for Dr. Place. He may try to win the helpers away from the Boulder Sanitarium, but Dr. Place is not a Christian in practice, and it would be a mistake for you to allow your women workers to come under his influence. He is not in a position religiously to be a blessing to any sanitarium, or to do the work that the Lord requires His medical missionaries to do. Hold the fort at the Boulder Sanitarium. If you will stand firm for true religious principles, you will gain the esteem of the outside medical fraternity. The world respects a man who is firm to principle, and the Lord will give you favor with physicians who are not of our faith. I am attending the San Jose camp meeting, and at 10:30 this morning I spoke in the large tent to about 1,000 people. They were crowded in as closely as they well could be. I had great freedom in speaking. The talk was taken down, and when it is written out, I will try to send you a copy. I spoke to the people regarding the necessity of their realizing the responsibility resting upon them to help the work of foreign missions. I presented before them their individual responsibility, and told them that the Lord has given men talents to be put out to the exchangers. All that we have is the Lord's, and we are to husband our talents carefully, that His work at home and abroad may be carried forward. A call was made for gifts for foreign mission work, and a donation of $500 was taken up. It is a great thing to have such an influence exerted as is being exerted by this camp meeting. Many outsiders come to the meetings. Men and women from the camp are engaged in doing house-to-house work, and they are well received. This is the kind of work that should be done in every city. San Jose is increasing rapidly in numbers, and this is the first camp meeting that has been held here for years. A large interest seems to have been created as a result of the meetings. I am intensely desirous that every soul among us shall now do his utmost to proclaim the last message of mercy to be given to our world. From the light that God has given me, I know that the end of all things is at hand. The Lord's servants are to make him their entire dependence. A worker is never to lift himself up in his own self-sufficiency. The Lord will permit all who do this to follow their own wisdom, and they will be humbled by defeat. Divine power will be imparted to every human worker who will work in all humility of mind, looking unto Jesus, trusting in and depending upon the wisdom not of man, but of God, and doing his utmost to improve his entrusted talents. God makes his humble, trusting servants his representatives. He greatly blesses those who will not lift up their souls unto vanity, who refuse to walk in self-confidence and presumption. God calls upon men to improve the talents lent them. We are to place ourselves on the altar of service as a living sacrifice, following the example of him who gave his life for the life of the world. God will manifest himself through the humble, consecrated worker, making him wise unto salvation. Our life is not our own. We have been bought with a price. And what a price! Every talent that we have to trade upon is the Lord's. In spending our powers in doing His will from the heart, we improve our talents continually. My brother, watch unto prayer, and do not listen to any proposition that Dr. Kellogg may make to you which would call you from your post of duty. Stay where you are. Your entrusted capabilities are sacred treasures, to be improved and increased by wise use. You are to impart the grace and knowledge that comes with their improvement. This is the purpose for which your talents were lent you. Let the grace of God be decidedly manifested through you. There is just now a great need of inquiring at every step, is this the way of the Lord? A great trial is to come to all in Battle Creek. Everything is to be shaken that can be shaken. Not one of the warnings that God has given is an idle tale. Dr. Kellogg has not been walking in the light for years, and the work that he has been doing is to unsettle the faith in the testimonies. He thinks that when he has done this, he can go forward in his own way, carrying with him the minds of those who have been so long deceived by his lawyer-like policy. Cling to God, Dr. Rand, and remain where you are for the present. Pray and watch unto prayer.